Radio Reverb's Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.
Now, we have in the studio the amazing powerhouse they call, literally, Sam Power. Hello, my friend. How you doing?
Pete, I'm good, thank you.
Well, what's been going on? Because, you know, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Lots been going on. Lots of live performance and social media bits.
Yes.
Some more recording.
Yes.
So a bit of everything.
So, now listen, last time we met, you had about two or three tracks that you were touting, I seem to remember. And at that time, weren't they all, you not only self-penned and self-created, but you were producing everything. You did everything in your own studio. Is that still happening?
Yeah, that is still the case.
Yeah.
The studio is a strong word.
I use strong words.
Bedroom.
Listen,
bedroom slash garage.
You've seen the palatial. I mean, here you are on this Reverb Live Lounge stage. You know, don't come palatial with us. So you can call it a studio. People do. It's fine.
Yeah, well, bedroom studios, it's a trendy thing now.
It's a very trendy thing. It's something we could not have dreamt of 30 years ago doing with the technology and the like. Even when this show started, the quality of home recordings, as it was called, pretty lame. So, you know, your stuff sounds pretty damn good.
Thank you.
Have you ever had the desire to treat yourself and go into a pro studio and just go, wow?
Yeah. They're pricey though.
They are,
but
pricey.
I will someday.
And if you did, do you think you'd gain as much as you lose? I mean, there's a sort of intimacy to what you're doing, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. I've had some interesting conversations about a similar thing, and the kind of way that what does bringing someone else into your productions add to it in terms of creative input and technical input. So I think it would depend on where I went and what I was recording.
And who you trust as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, trust is
pick the right people. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the same with any creative arts, you know. It's like, you know, writers are so protective of their work until it's published, and there's very few people who are allowed to sort of, you know, give feedback on the first chapter or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, I get it. It's a personal thing, very personal. And also with your music, because it is you, you're singer-songwriter still, you're not using other musicians as much, as far as I know. Is that still the case?
Yeah, that is still the case.
Yeah, and you're still writing on your own.
Mm.
So it really is a solo thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what have you, since we last saw, have you been writing more?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, I always write, but I have been writing some more. I like to think some of my best so far, at least. But yeah, I write kind of whenever I can, wherever I can. So yeah, lots has come out. Some will never see the light of day. Some didn't even make it off the first voice note. But some of it has been played around, and I think people are enjoying the new stuff somewhat, at least.
Do you come back to some of those voice notes and go, I wonder if there's anything in there?
Yeah.
Little gems or little tweaks that might appear in another track?
Yeah, well, example being the song I'll play for you in a moment. I just have written within the last week and finished writing this morning, so forgive me if
I forget
some lyrics and bits, but essentially I'd written the verse kind of in one go and posted that on the Instagram, and it got such a response that I thought, okay, well, I'll finish this, and just could not figure out what to do for a chorus. So then when I was kind of had recorded a voice note for something else and stumbled upon a voice note, I think from early 2024, and just thought, wow, yeah, no, I think that works thematically and melody-wise. So I've stuck that in there, and I think it works well, which is just cool, I think. So it's kind of the two-year gap between writing the verse and chorus.
I like that. That's good. And that's the thing, isn't it? It's never done until it's done, and then even then people want to rework it. You know, even the greats have done a lot of that going on. Do you want to play something live? It may be the track you've been talking about. Do you want to play...
Yeah.
What have you got lined up?
Sure. This is the one I was just mentioning. It's a song called Dear Friend, and it is about... not necessarily a friend, but, you know, friend slash relationship, and well, you'll hear the theme, I'm sure. It should speak for itself.
We'll figure it out, folks. We got Sam Power playing Very Live for you.
Dear friend, tell me, are you coming home? You see, it's been a while and I'm so tired of being alone. Dear friend, when will you return? 'Cause I know that after all this time, you've probably run for the hills and left your old life behind. But tell me, dear friend, do you ever cry for what you have lost? Oh, after all this time, one question stays upon my mind. Oh, after all this time, do you hear the sound of me calling? Calling out your name as you walk away, of me crying, begging you to stay. Sometimes I go back to where we went, to do what we did and to say what we said. I think maybe it's nice to pretend. Now if I were to call you on the phone, I know it would ring through straight to the tone. And I know that you don't want to hear what I have to say. After all this time, one question stays upon my mind. Oh, oh, oh. After all this time, did you hear the sound of me calling, calling out your name as you walked away? Coming home, you see, it's been a while and I'm so tired of being alone. Dear friend, do you ever cry for what you have lost? Oh,
dear friend, they're from Sam Power, playing incredibly live for us here in the studio. Sam, that is fantastic. I love that. Thanks, Pete. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, well, we're here this morning.
Yeah, exactly, and I wasn't in the space. I just wasn't hanging around anywhere near you. Absolutely brilliant. So that is, dear friend, brand new stuff. Lovely messages in, by the way. Matt from Vancouver saying, this is great. Loving it. Yes, I know it is great. Now, who's this? Hi, Pete. Looking forward to some great music from Sam. Been a fan for a while. Oh, yeah. Do you smell a rat? Quick question for him. Oh, here we go. Okay. This will be good, right? So you got your thinking hat on. Some musical questions. Okay. Should three-quarter length trousers shorts be called trorts or schrousers? Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, you see, that's the thing. That's the kind of questions up here. Rock and roll. It's kind of daytime TV kind of question. This is from Osquin Wiltshire. Well, thank you. Thank you very, very much. Now, listen, talk to me about this coming Friday. What's coming up?
Right. So this Friday, I'm lucky enough to be part of what is called the Future Icon Competition. And this Friday is the quarterfinals of that competition, which will be hosted at the Folklore Rooms.
So unpack that again. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, so basically it's this great promotions company who for years now have been running some of the stages at Isle of Wight and the Great Escape, and they've been doing this thing for the Isle of Wight. I forget the actual name for it, but essentially a battle of the bands,
yeah,
for which the winners play in the festival. And they thought, I think it was 3 years ago, this is unfair for solo and duo acts, so let's start an alternative for those people. And they called it the Future Icon Competition.
The Future Icon, I like that. That is good.
Yeah, so it's essentially just a battle of the bands, but for solo and duo acts, which is cool.
And the winners would be part of a festival?
No, so it's a slightly different prize. It's kind of ties back into what we were talking about earlier. It's kind of three elements of the prize. You got the cash, which is always nice.
Always, but like a bit of money.
But there's a 2-day full paid studio
seriously?
Visit. Yeah, so that's cool.
And then
also I think either 3 or 6 month promotion contract with a quite reputable
yeah.
promoter,
yes.
who do people you would have heard of. So it would be incredible to get to the end of that, or close to it.
Sam, that is fantastic. How did you get onto that? How did they find you?
Well, so I was doing my kind of pestering every promoter there is, emails and DMs, and I had sent an email to this promotions company unrelated. I wasn't actually aware of the competition, and had said, this is me, I do this and this, I'm from Brighton, this is the kind of music I make, you can see some of it on my Instagram, or I'd be happy to send some bits, but here's my number in this, do you have any opening slots, literally anything I can do?
Yeah.
And the next day I fell stupidly ill, which doesn't happen often, so I was just kind of out on the sofa watching some stupid movie. And
was it Borat or something?
I mean,
equally
yeah, very close, yeah. Something like that, yeah,
yeah.
And got a phone call through, and it was just kind of crackling up. I was like, oh, I don't have the mental capacity for a scam call right now. But figured, you know, I've sent my number out a lot, let me give this a chance. Went into somewhere with better reception, to which point I get the person on the phone saying, oh, well, I'm sure we could rearrange and this and this. I'm like, whoa,
whoa.
I didn't hear any of that. Can we back up? They had essentially seen my stuff and were inviting me to take part in this competition if I would like to. And I, of course, was
that
like,
is
well,
so
I,
cool.
you know, I wouldn't mind that. You know.
But coming Friday, this is the 21st of August.
21st,
it's a ticketed
yes.
event. It's at the Folklore Rooms, which is above the Quadrant, I think. And how many people do you know? I mean, is it a short list of 2, 7, 8, 12?
I think it's acts playing.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's 6.
And do they give you a sizable chunk of time? Is it like?
Yeah, I mean,
do they have even told you? I mean, do they?
I think 20-odd minutes. So
oh,
it's
that's
not.
Okay.
It's not.
Yeah, that's
a
cool.
long bit, but there's a lot to get through, I think. So.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
We'll make it count. We'll
that's,
make the 20
that's
minutes
so
count.
Good. That is absolutely brilliant. And I know you're wondering, but the FMJ is now listening from Portsmouth, the Future Mrs. Jones. So, you know, this
oh,
is
gosh.
It's all coming together. Would you like to play another track? What have you got lined up?
Yeah, I can. This is a track that is newish,
yes.
but has been all around anything I've been doing live. It's one of my favourites to play because I just like the... I like it. Let me just grab some water. But it's a track called Do Something.
Question from Vancouver. Mm-hmm. I mean, take it or leave it. Do they take phone-in votes for this event? No.
No, they don't.
It's not the Eurovision. I mean, come on.
Unfortunately, they don't. I've gotten that a couple of times. But,
oh,
but yeah, no, I'm sure I'll be putting some videos and bits of it on my socials, so just engage with that, and that's more than enough if you
we'll
can.
Keep tabs.
But
what are your socials before?
Thank
you.
SamPower_music on Instagram is the main one, and everything is kind of linked from there. So
could you do me a favour, guys? If you are listening right now, grab your phone, Instagram, SamPower_music. Instagram, follow, and then it'll all make sense. I thank you.
Thank you. This is Do Something.
You walked out my life and I didn't think to follow. I let you walk some pills you just need to swallow. I know things were bad, but I never thought that you would leave. So when I wake up in the night and you aren't lying there beside me, you stay on my mind through the curtain cracks a light beam. I try my best to go to sleep, escape back into my dreams. But the harder I try, the louder my mind screams. Do something, you know you're all on your own, and nothing I can say will make you come. Do something before somebody else does. I cried when I found out that you had moved on. So stuck in my head that my one chance had gone. Where'd all the time go? It doesn't feel that long since you would come over and lie in my arms. I should have done something, now I must stay on my own, and nothing I can say will make you come home. Done something before somebody else did. And all that I ask is that when you look back, you think about what I did and not what I did. And all that I ask is that when you look back, you think about the good times we shared. Do something, you know you're all on your own. All on your own. All on your own. You're all on your own. Do something, you know you're. Something, you know you're all on your own, and staring at the door won't make you come home. Do something, what else could I have done?
Do Something there from Sam Power, playing incredibly live for us here at Radio Reverb. Are you listening to The Pete Jones Show? Please message us 07909 547 336 if you likey what you're hearing. Come join Folklore Rooms this coming Friday, 21st of August. So, Sam, what would change? I mean, if you let's dare to dream. Shall we dare to dream? Come on.
Let's
bring it on. If you did win that, I mean, obviously the cash is useful, but on its own, what would you do with the money anyway, musically? Would you get more kit? Would you...
With the money specifically?
Yeah.
Well...
what is it you feel that you're lacking? If you said, look, if someone just said, here's 10 grand, what would you go and...
I would... Currently, I think I'd invest it in my... in kind of infrastructure for my career, so whether that be promotions, management, and then also on the recording side, new microphones, and just upgrade certain gear so that I can start getting stuff sounding nicer, maybe some higher level mastering plugins so stuff can really start becoming properly
nice,
release ready, which would be nice.
Yeah, and then I think you said there was a day in a very cool studio. One day,
it's 2 days,
two full days with a producer. And then what was it, 6 months of promotion?
I think 6 months, either three or six. I would need to check.
Well, you know, so much luck to you.
Thank you.
What's the plan in the meantime? You know, take that incredible thing out of the equation. You know, where are you heading? What's the deal?
Yeah, so I'm currently trying to gig as much as possible, trying to do kind of once a week at least. But
and is that open mics around town?
Yeah, open mics and slots and things.
And what are your favourite ones so far? Open mics, the locations.
I love the Brunswick one.
Yeah.
Just because of the it's a great vibe in there, and everyone's good.
There's one on tonight.
Yeah, well, head down there after.
Well, no, because Ellie Thomas, who was just in, is going there now.
Oh, I see.
That's why I was mentioning it.
Yeah, no, I did one a couple of weeks back, 2 weeks back, 3 weeks back, and really enjoyed it.
So that's the Brunswick. Any others?
Any others? I played one in Bristol on Thursday, weirdly, because I was visiting my brother up at uni there.
Oh, wait a minute. So you just pitched up in Bristol.
Yeah.
You did a little bit of research beforehand.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. You went, we're gonna take this place.
Yeah.
You turned up, you and your guitar. Yeah. This guitar kills fascists. You took on the stage. You got on there. And how many minutes did you have? That's fantastic. I love it. So you knew no one in there.
No, not a soul.
That's so good.
But, I played for a while, to be fair. I think probably about 20 plus minutes. I've played four songs.
That's great. That's so good. Did it feel good?
Felt good, yeah. I mean, it was they're always a good tool to test out new stuff in a slightly less pressured environment.
Yeah, of course. I mean, look at the stand-ups who take over, I mean, I don't know if you've ever been to seeing some stand-up comedy and suddenly a famous guy will come on and do a quick 5 minutes. You go, what the heck was that? Did we just see Nish Kumar? I swear I did. But even the biggest guys, Jimmy Carr, will come up and do a quick 5 minutes because they just want to test it in front of us.
Yeah.
The paying guinea pigs, basically. But open mic.
Nothing beats it, really.
Nothing beats it, and it's just the thrill of it. Lovely message back from Celia from Swindon. You remember Celia, of course.
Oh, yeah.
What a great song. So good. Surely that's what release ready sounds like. Celia, you are cooking with gas. Saying love this show. Well, thank you. Thank you. We love having you out there. It says Claire in Brighton says, whoa. Okay, did you fall over? I hadn't heard Sam Power, but really enjoyed that last track. So am now following on Insta, you see, doing little commands and feeling grateful for the great old Pete Jones show. Wow, stop it now. Come on. Always find something new on this show. Yes, well, and even sometimes you like it. I know. Seriously. Yes, crazy people. Anna listening in Portland says, he is sounding great. He is sounding great. We got the support posse out there ready for you. Can we book a slot? We want you to come back, right? Maybe in the new year, with maybe an album or something. Is that something? Is that even a thing anymore? Do people want to do that?
Yeah, I want to do an album. I know it's not the advice, but I would love to. The kind of dream would be to. Because I know what. Well,
yes. yes.
In those words, exactly. Yes. No. So what a lot of people do now is kind of as they're coming up, they release kind of singles one by one, and then they get kind of picked up from that, which I know is the way to do it, and it's probably how I should do it.
But you mean drip drip?
Yeah, drip drip, and then kind of compile them into an album when they've got kind of signed to something. But I would love, and it might not be possible, but I guess the dream would be to kind of get picked up before releasing and just drop an album and it's kind of all at once.
Sam, look me in the eye. Anything is possible.
Anything's possible.
When you dream big. Are you dreaming big?
Maybe too big, but yeah.
Yeah, well, just stop it. Maybe dream a little smaller.
A little smaller.
And then it's
shoot
possible.
For the stars.
Shoot for the stars. Why not?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, you can't miss it. So many of them. Come on.
Exactly.
Come on. Write this
which
down.
Star? Which
this
star?
This is good. Write this down.
Where's the paper?
This is amazing. Would you like to give us one more track?
Yeah,
because, you know, you're here. I'm here. Your strings are probably melted. You probably have to retune about eight times.
Quite toasty.
By the way, if you do want to retune, you know, feel free, because if those strings are still in tune,
that
in this
bad,
heat,
that bad.
No, I'm not. This is.
Let's
hey,
see.
I am not a critic here. This is not a critic.
Sounds passable.
Okay, passable is good. You've heard this show, right? But please take it away. What are you going to play us? What are you going to treat us with?
This is a song which has been around for a while and I know it's been on here a couple of times, which is called Crazy.
Oh, yes.
With a capital A, just to be different, but
capital A?
Capital C, capital A. Because there's so many songs called Crazy, I figured if when it does get released, then
yes,
people are searching it.
Yeah.
And then it's also it's a bit of a crazy title, so
it's a crazy title.
Two birds, one stone.
It's also three stones and four birds because it's spelt weirdly as well.
Oh,
written.
There you go.
Knocking everything over. Please take it away,
yeah,
Sam.
This is crazy.
To a floating town, I saw the fountain upside down. I saw a river that flowed into the sky, so I swam down. I saw you standing on a boat. I asked you, does it float? Told me to go back to bed. You called me crazy. I said, well, I may be crazy, but how can you blame me? Oh, when I look at you, anytime I look at you, it drives me crazy. Oh, how you amaze me. Tell me, do I drive? Tell me, do I drive you crazy too? Two. Oh, I met a girl who sang the blues. She held a daisy and a bottle of milk. I asked if I could have a sip. She said, just take all of it. I may be crazy, but how can you blame me? Oh, when I look at you, anytime I look at you, it drives me crazy. Oh, how you amaze me. Tell me, do I drive? Tell me, do I drive you crazy too? You take up my mind, there's no room left inside. It's only you I see when I close my eyes. Do I drive? Tell me, do I drive you crazy too? I may be crazy, but how can you blame me? Oh, when I look at you, anytime I look at you, it drives me crazy. Oh, how you amaze me. Tell me, do I drive? Tell me, do I drive you crazy too?
Yes, my friend. That is Sam Power with the hit. That is crazy. Thank you so much for coming in. You are absolutely brilliant. So, so good. Please, folks, 21st of August, come down. Folklore Rooms. It's going to be so good. And you can get to vote. Yeah, I know. How much do we pay per
how
vote?
How much do we pay per vote? Well, no. So it's £10 a ticket. Yeah. And, yeah. Well...
Yeah,
maybe 12 with the booking fee, but then it's a little more on the door. But how the votes work, I think, is everyone
fine.
There gets two.
Two. We all had to dress up in a tutu.
Yeah.
Celia says we shouldn't have to wait for New Year, Pete, for more music of that quality. You're on the nose.
Thank you, Celia.
I was just giving him 4.5 months to rustle up with something. Sam, thank you so much for coming in. You've been a superstar, and loads of luck on Friday. It's gonna be a great night.
Thank you, Pete.
Radio Reverb, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.